We're for Melbourne and Victoria. These are today's headlines from the Herald Sun. Homeowners are staring down the barrel of a series of interest rate hikes starting next week, worsening a cost of living crunch caused by inflation hitting a 20-year high. A 0.4% rise would add $129 to monthly repayments for a $600,000 loan. And if the Reserve Bank keeps lifting rates to Westpac's expected level of 2% by the middle of next year, those borrowers would pay an extra $642 a month. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Herald Sun at heraldsun.com.au or download the app at your app store. Conservative commentators are claiming VCE students are given high marks for following a left-wing politically correct agenda. English tutor and author Dr. Mark Lopez says exam markers are biased towards socially progressive topics such as gender-neutral language, feminism, and postmodernism. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
The price motorists will pay to travel on Victoria's most expensive road will remain a secret until later this decade. More than 135,000 trips a day are expected to be made on the 26-kilometre northeast link by mid-2030s, which would likely pour hundreds of millions of dollars a year into a new state tolling company. And two gangland hits were prevented after police fast-tracked a massive intelligence operation to stop a war erupting on Melbourne's streets. Notorious crime family boss George Moroggi is under investigation for allegedly ordering the murders of two underworld figures from prison. Sources have told the Herald Sun the jailed gangster had been in conflict with rivals who had also issued kill contracts on members of his NCF crew. Those are your headlines from the Herald Sun. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at heraldsun.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.